new Hot 96.9.
Do you know how much of a dumbass you got to be to blow up your own spot? And yet, people do it all the time. And guess what? It even happens to the celebrities and whatnot. For example, oh yeah, we're the Get Up Crew. Remember Big Baby? Everyone remembers Big Baby. He's playing for the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
The big goofy guy.
Yep.
He drooled a lot. Won a championship with us, though. He apparently, after the NBA career fizzled out, got into the drug game and started selling drugs and was recently arrested after police found... Well, first of all, he was in a hotel, correct?
Yes.
The police came to the hotel and asked if they could search his room, and he said, "Come on in, come on."
He didn't just verbalize it. He filled out and signed a piece of paper saying, "Sure, you can go through everything I have."
Yes.
Go right ahead.
And they happened to find a lot of weed and almost $100,000 in cash. Oh yeah.
And
one more thing, in case you were thinking that was for the head, they found a ledger that contained basically a very well-kept record of his clients, their names,
what a dummy,
like what they were purchasing,
phone
all
numbers.
That phone number. I mean, you know, he's
what
very,
an operation.
He's very concise.
He's thorough.
He's very, very thorough. Now, he's denying it with... Well, I'm sure you've heard this before, so let's hear it again.
It's your boy, Big Baby, man. Don't believe all that on the internet. I will have my day in court. They just mad because a black man got money, man. Trying to keep a black man down.
He did that video on his Instagram, and it was him on a private jet with a
briefcase
full of cash and his championship ring on top of it.
Yep.
While he was pounding Popeye's chicken. I'm a little jealous, to be honest with you. But yeah, he blew up his own damn spot. And people do that all the time. 617-288-1969. Just, no one else did it. You did it to yourself. You blew up your own spot. Janelle, what the hell happened to you?
Oh, dear God. Well, I had to do a conference call, so I work from home most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So a conference call was coming in. In the meantime, I had my boyfriend over, and I said, you know what, this ain't going to take long because I'm supposed to be calling in the hour. The call comes in, and I thought I put it on mute, and I guess I didn't.
Oh, God.
Well, yes, you could imagine. So we kind of got into it and started f***ing around, and one thing led to another. And apparently... they heard the whole thing that they finally interrupted, which they listened to most of it. I have to tell you.
Carly, what happened to you?
Hey, I got in trouble for this last week.
What happened?
Well, I sent a text to who I thought was my best friend, but it was my boss, calling her a total douche canoe.
Calling your boss that?
Douche canoe.
I called her a douche canoe. I put her name. I'm not going to say her name on air. But, yeah, I got busted for that last week. I got called into the office.
Did you get fired?
No, because I tried to play it off. I'm like, oh, no, you know, I have another weekend job. And that boss has the same name as you. And I just played it off as, you know, I don't think she really believed me, but I was so lucky not to get fired.
That was quick.
Yeah,
thinking.
You're the most polite insulter ever. If I was texting one of my friends about how much I hated the boss, the words douche canoe ain't going to be in that text. Hashtag douche canoe. That's a new word for the day.
I love douche canoe.
Mm-hmm. All right, Melissa.
Okay, which one you want to hear? I got two.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so first one. So I'm going to use a different name so I don't incriminate myself here. I was talking to two different guys from a dating site named Joe, right?
Okay.
And one was like from a month ago. We talked for a little bit. It didn't go anywhere. I never met up with him, whatever. But then the new Joe, I went out to lunch with last week real quick. And it was really not a big deal, but I sent a text to who I thought was the new Joe saying, oh, thanks again. You know, for lunch, it was really cool. You know, da 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 da. But it was the old Joe, and he was like, wrong text. So I did the whole panic move, and I was like, you're not going to believe me, but that was meant for a coworker. Sorry.
Oh,
and he was
God.
like, like, you're right, I don't believe you. So I deleted him from my phone so there'll be no more, you know, confusing the person.
Yeah.
Then this happened to me on the other way, where someone else blew up their own spot to me recently, where I went on a few dates with this guy a little while back.
Yeah.
From a dating site.
We'll call him Joe.
Let's call him Joe. And he had sent me a text, like, saying something along the lines of he thinks I'm too good for him and doesn't think that he should continue. Like, I'm like, really? Come on. That's a cop out. You don't want to date me. You don't want to date me. That's fine. I'm a big girl. I can handle it. So that was like a little while back. Got a message from Joe again this weekend on the same dating site. Acting brand new with me.
Really?
Like, you're a very beautiful woman. I'd love to take you out. I said, dude, we've been out already multiple times.
Oh,
like,
wow.
What is wrong
with
you?
Come on, Joe.
Like, come on, dude. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, dude, you bought me popcorn. Like, how are you sitting here?
Not knowing who the hell you were.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If you really like them, though, now you know how he is. So you can just be like, all right, I just got to go on a date with him and act like I like crap.
Because
he thought I was too good for him
last
time.
I'm like, really? And then he tried playing it off like, I'm just kidding. I knew it was you. So do you want to give me another date? I was like, dude, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No.
Classic.
Wake up. It's Hot 96.9's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.